Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is 12:40 Wisconsin time, p.m. It is gray, very gray and gloomy outside. It's cold, low 40s, a little bit of wind. Everything's still pretty dormant, although we did have a really good thunderstorm on Thursday night. Yeah, and then all that bad weather, which I hope none of you guys were part of, which actually, I don't believe you guys are, because from what I know, I think most of my listeners are from California. Anyways, you know, with the whole Arkansas and Mississippi, it's just terrible. Mother Nature, I tell you, she's got one hell of a temper. So, I'm home. It's too cold to sit in the truck and do the podcast as of right now. But, mark my word. Did you mark it? Okay, good. So, mark my word, I will be going back in the truck and going to my normal place and sit and do the podcast on Sunday mornings. And yes, I've had my Dunkin'. So I will try and be cautious and not talk too fast. I hope everybody had a great work week, vacation, retirement, whatever it is that you're doing in your life. I hope it was a good one. And I want to thank you, everybody, for stopping by and listening to my podcast. Even if you're new or you're the original listeners, I appreciate it 110%. I was able to see, because Spotify has this new thing. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, right? Right. And it tells you how many followers you had, which I think I mentioned last time. But get this, you guys. I have 1,556 followers on Spotify. Oh my God, that's so exciting. I haven't checked my rating lately. I'll give it a bit. Oh, so, everybody doing great? Did you guys check out my TikTok? I've got over 1,217, I don't know. Views on it. So again, that's w.i.underscore investigators OTS of the supernatural. OTS stands for, and Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural on Facebook, pattyinw@gmail.com for emails. If you guys have any stories you want to sell. If you have any stories you want to share, this is free. You guys, this podcast is free. It's all volunteer on me, which I enjoy it. That's why I keep coming back and doing it over and over again. So I have a good time. So, the girls have been quiet. And one thing I don't think I mentioned is about a week or two ago, we're going on 2 weeks now, I was laying here trying to fall asleep. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't remember what time it was. But anyways, I'm trying to fall asleep. And I have a paper bag by the bed, you know, for trash or Kleenex, whatever. And candy wrappers. No, just kidding. And I hear a, okay, guys, there's nobody near me. My cat wasn't near me. She's actually laying on me. I don't know. And I cannot remember, to be honest with you, if it was after I did that investigation with the girls or not, with the dolls, girls, whatever. I don't remember. But yeah, that's kind of interesting. Otherwise, nothing substantial to chat about regarding the house. Other than the activity I had with the millimeter, that was really, really impressive. Diana definitely seems more active. So today, I'm going to lean a little bit different, and I'm going to go read stories from Reddit. So some people say it's Reddit, because it's R-E-D, right? Some people say it's Reddit. So I guess it just depends on your pronunciation. And so, I found some really good stories, and I have to be honest with you guys, this is my fourth attempt today doing the podcast, okay? So, I will try and maybe pick different stories, or maybe I'll go back to one. Normally, I don't do that, meaning I don't, you guys know me by now, I don't reread, I don't preview. there's one long one that I will avoid. This is horrible. Okay, it wasn't horrible, it just wasn't my cup of tea, it wasn't my style of a story, it made no sense. But let's get going on that, eh? And see how we go. Oh yeah. You know how I'd mentioned that Friday I'm off on Good Friday. Well, I thought about that and I'm thinking, you know, I'm betting a lot of the, the antique stores will be closed on Good Friday too. Cause a lot of people just make it a 3-day weekend. So I'm just going to not even do that. I'm going to go for a hike instead. Right? And the weather's supposed to be pretty good. All right, here's one. Now, these, the only reason I like these, you guys, is because they are very, very new. They're 7 days old. They're like 1 day old, which is really cool. Oh, here's one called Hearing Stuff Falling But Nothing Fell. And I'm at home, obviously. I think I mentioned that to you guys, so. Oh. Sorry, I was checking something. Okay, here we go. All right, hello. I've had this happen to me a few times, but I often hear glass breaking in the bathroom right next to me. It doesn't happen to me anymore, but when I was about 9 or 10, I would hear it coming from the bathroom, especially on nights I would sleep with my parents. This hasn't happened since. But just about 10 minutes ago, I heard a loud crash from the same bathroom. The noises have never been this loud, so I obviously went to check. It sounded like soap and other plastic bottles fell into the bathtub. When I checked, there was nothing. Nothing fell. Everything was in the same place as before. I've been looking for answers, and I haven't found anything. I haven't heard mentions of exploding heads. What the fuck is that? I never heard of that before, you guys, so I don't know what that is. But I have gotten it checked, and I don't have any psychological syndromes. I am currently looking for answers. Thanks. All right, let's see what people say. All right, here's some. I don't always read the people's comments because, you know, some people can be mean. But let's see. Here's one from 8 days ago. Back in college, I was living with my girlfriend at the time. I found some books thrown out on the side of the road. I picked them up and brought them home and put them on the bookshelf in a spare bedroom that we had. Well, for 3 nights, around the same time at night, my girlfriend and I were woken to the sound of books falling flat on the ground. Of course, she would have me go check, only to find nothing out of place. On the third night, I grabbed the books and set them on the curb. They were gone by morning, and we have never heard the noises again. Right? Nice. And that's it for those comments. Okay. Never had a vision, dream, this, okay. Very strange experience. Sleep paralysis? No. Has anyone had an encounter with this creature and know what it is? Ooh, 8 days ago. Let's see what this is, guys. Isn't this exciting? Hello, rabbit hole. Okay, so a few years ago, maybe like 7 years ago, I was at my home chilling and talking to my ex. He was my boyfriend at the time. I like how people do that. And like with two other friends. My ex was standing in the doorway. One friend was sitting on the floor by the doorway, and the other was sitting on our TV stand by the foot of the bed. The foot of the bed and I was on the bed facing the door. So this is how they write it, guys. We was talking and I jumped like I saw something that startled me, which I did. My ex asked me what's wrong. And I told him I thought I saw something behind him that resembled a weird looking black wolf that smiled. Parentheses kind of looked like it was part human, part animal. Smell behind. And he stated that he felt like something had pushed him because we both jumped at the same time. Fast forward to 2018 when I was in California. This guy I met out there, who I had no prior connection before I ended up in San Francisco, has the same wolf-like thing as a mask on his wall. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Needless to say, I never went back there. Does anyone know what this wolf-like thing is or was? I've been trying to gather more information about this wolf thing that I saw. Let's see what we got. It's kind of interesting. Black dogs are fairly common figures in folklore in Western Europe, both hostile and friendly entities that take shape. The Church Grim, I never heard that one. The Church Grim is the spirit of a dog buried in a new graveyard to keep it safe, who often takes that form. Most hostile versions include Black Shuck and Bargist. Some versions even roam in packs. Usually harboring omens of death or other misfortunes. Sorry. Similar stories migrated to the United States, but the most common dog-like entities is the American included bipedal versions, like a Loup Garou or the Michigan Dogman. In the case of the Dogman, their range has expanded as more stories than have come to light in the recent years. But they were first reported in Michigan in the late 1800s. Then, of course, the Skinwalker of Navajo folklore. Skinwalkers are hostile magicians capable of taking the form of animals. That seems like the most likely candidate for the part man, part wolf description. Since skinwalkers are believed to be magicians, it could explain how you were able to witness something that wasn't necessarily physically present, or how it had some sort of ethereal qualities. And the mask that appeared later in your story, it's all conjecture, of course. So take with a grain of salt. Once you've involved witchcraft, you open up all sorts of possibilities that are largely impossible to prove. That are impossible to prove? Not bad. I like those replies. They're good replies. They're logical. They're mature replies. Adult replies, Reno. They're good. I like that. Okay, just making sure I didn't catch that other story that I had before. They were talking about how they were stoned all the time, and then they saw this body come up out of the lake. I'm like, dude, you're stoned all the time. What the hell do you expect? Right? Ugh, so I don't even find that story in, ever. My first paranormal experience, it says, 9 days ago. I remember when I was 12, I came home from school and heard the side door slowly creak open. I thought my mom had come home from work early, and I was trying to bring, in some groceries. So I called my mom and heard no answer, so I looked out the kitchen window and her car wasn't parked in the driveway. I thought that was a little odd. I called out, "Hello?" No answer. I began hearing faint footsteps walking down the basement stairs, almost like someone was tiptoeing down the stairs. They were walking really slow, kind of like a kid trying to evade detection for a midnight snack. I like the way they describe this. This is good. I thought there was an uninvited guest in the house, so I made a mad dash for the front door and got the hell out of there. I spent the next several hours standing at a safe distance from the house to see if an intruder would exit the front or back door. This was before cell phones, so I had no way of calling for help. Oh, you remember those days, guys? I don't understand why I would have had tried going to the neighbor's house and asked for help, but I was 12, and so maybe I didn't have the best judgment. Several hours later, my mom comes home, and I told her someone was in the house. She was unfazed. She told me to wait outside so she could check the house, but I wasn't going to go let my mom in there alone, right? She grabs a butcher knife and I grab a baseball bat and we check every room, starting with the basement. I was terrified. We get through the entire house and there was no one there. Many events transpired after the story and many were equally terrifying. Ooh. Nice. There's another one. It's kind of neat the way they people add on their stories to somebody else's stories. They're not really talking. They're just adding on their experiences. That's a real long one. Huh. So is this the same guy? It is the same guy. So they have this story of the ghost. This is the story of the ghost I saw. I was with a friend and we both saw her. I was a teenager when this happened. One late night, I was outside on my porch smoking a cigarette, and I saw my buddy pull down the street. Buddy pulled down the street in his beat-up 1990s BMW. He excitedly jumped out of the car with the biggest flashlight I've ever seen. You could literally light up a block with this thing, and that's exactly what we did. We flashed the light down the street and a few times flashed at houses. The dark rooms were suddenly illuminated, and it was really impressed by how bright this thing was. Oh, the simple pleasure of, right? The simple pleasures of two rebellious teenagers, LOL. This person's got to be around my age. They have to be. Or somewhere around there. I just like the way they write. The neighborhood light show started to get old, so we started walking down my driveway towards the house. It was a long driveway. At the end of it was my garage. My neighbor's backyard was separate from ours, you know, with property line by tall hedges. I decided this was a great place to test the strength of his light before he walked into my house. So I lit up my driveway all the way down the gap between the properties. I paused the light for a few moments and we were absolutely terrified by what we saw next. An older woman wearing a dark dress walked from behind my garage to my neighbor's property. She was looking down her feet as she was walking and she disappeared behind the hedges. Her movements were very unnatural. We both looked at each other terrified and said, "Did you see that?" We ran back down the driveway to his parked car on the road. We sat there for a good half hour trying to process what just happened. I slept with the lights on that night, right? there have been other moments in life that I've been very scared. I almost drowned in a kayaking accident. I've gotten lost in the wilderness. Oh, good. God. What else? I truly believe that was a young one possessed. Wow. And then it continues. He just keeps going. It's like, wow. That's pretty cool. Oh, wow. Neat. Very good. Has anyone seen a fey folk? A fey folk is usually, it's not necessarily out here in our state. It's more like, Europe has a fey folk. We do, of course, but it's more common, you know, like in Ireland, in Europe, London, they have the fey, mostly. Occasional footsteps in the house 9 days ago. Thank you. To keep this short and simple, me and my wife had lived in our house for 2 years. It's a two stories with third story attic. There's one window to the attic and only the other way up is a set of stairs in our bathroom, which is locked. Man, these homes sound awesome. Occasionally, we would hear what sound like footsteps. We have three dogs. One is a mixed Great Pyrenees and Kangal, extremely territorial. Had to look away so I can pronounce it. The issue is none of our dogs ever seem to alert to the footsteps. I know people do live in attics but can't figure out how they would get in ours, being so tall up and never having access to the house. We also can't get to our attic because it's blocked with numerous items and a shelf we built to the staircase. Upon investigating in the morning for any signs what it could be, my wife claims it's haunted because she gets bad vibes sometimes. I don't believe in any of that. Let's see. It's just really interesting. And then there's like more catters, more scary event during hide and seek. Ever been in the woods when all the birds stop singing? Dreams of a lost friend moving to a haunted house 20 days ago. Spring break reminder. I think that's demons versions of ourselves. New Orleans terror. Ooh, let's see what that one is. Excuse me. Let's see. Hopefully it's not too long. Not too bad. 14 days ago, according to this post. New Orleans terror. This story may be hard to believe, especially since I don't have the photo at hand, but I promise I'm telling you the truth. When I was a kid, I went on a church service trip to New Orleans. Our aim was to help clean up remaining damages of when Katrina hit. About midday into the trip, we helped remove brush and debris from some plot of land so a playground could be built. We were all ecstatic because the day was incredibly productive, and we really believed that the spiritual forces of good and godliness, what the fuck is that word, were working with us. That night, we visited Bourbon Street to have dinner and listen to some live music and celebrate the work that had been done. At some point, one of the church leaders was taking pictures and pointed her camera up to the sky, facing the distant casino. The sky was clear with no clouds. She snapped a photo, and when the screen displayed her photo, there's a silver-looking silver-looking face smiling hideously. Let's just say that. While clasping his hands, protecting the casino. What? His face seemed metallic with many wrinkles. If you can imagine the Heath Ledger Joker, but without eyes, huge mouth, no teeth, and wrinkles. What? It had wet orange hair to drape. Maybe it was pareidolia? The entire group went hysterical when they all looked at the photo, and the rest of the night we were disturbed by the photo. I had a variety of hallucinations and dark demons falling into me. I didn't get any sleep. Oh, what the hell? What the hell, people? Come on, man. That was just a little, She said, like, you're not going to believe this. And I don't. Just kidding. No, I'm sure there's always something going on. I'm still convinced my old house was haunted. When I was about 10 or 11, my family moved into a new house. We lived there for about 5 years before moving to a different house due to disagreements with the landlord. To this day, I'm convinced that the house is haunted. I've tried to debunk everything in my head, but there's always some things that I just can't think of any other conclusion for. I've always been a believer in paranormal, but I try to think of the logical explanations before jumping to conclusions. This may be a long one, so we're not going to go there. No. When they forewarn it's going to be a long one, no. No thanks. I just can't because I stumble. The longer they get, the more I stumble, you know? Hoping to find some similar experience or explanation for ritual. What? What is this? Holy crap, is that long? Fuck. I'm going to watch The Goonies today. What about you? Paranormal activity on nocturnal scratches at a guest house in rural France. Is something trying to help? Trigger warning. Okay. I guess we're not gonna. I think it's funny how people. Well, it's interesting how the people do it. They have to say trigger warning. Pajamas caught on fire. I didn't get burned. Mr. Winchester caught on cam. New home. Previous owners passed. My auntie is being tormented by something around 3 a.m. Auntie, huh? An auntie. Who calls her auntie auntie? All right. My auntie is being tormented by something around 3 a.m. About a year ago, my mom was telling, so I'm guessing maybe Europe. About a year ago, my mom was telling me about something my aunt told her, which really creeped me out. She was being woken up by something she couldn't see, some kind of ghost, that would start by pulling her blanket from under the bed. This obviously scared her, so she pulled the blanket over her head, and this thing she couldn't see would start poking her in the body, face, head, and she would have to shout out for it to go away. This lasted for a while, every night, around the same time. She saged the room and put salt around the bed. However, this has started happening again, and she said it's like something small with two legs is jumping on the bed, and she's being tormented. Has anybody experienced anything similar? It fascinates me, and yet equally terrifies me. See, did I not tell you guys sage? Is this a freaking temporary thing? It's just temporary. They'll come back if they want to. You know, just it's temporary. I'm telling you, it's temporary. What else we got? I'm looking at people's comments. Just checking the comments here. Someone said they should put a camera in the room to view it, to see what's happening. Sage and salt doesn't work. Any other 11 secrets, herbs, and spices won't work either. It's a spiritual being, and only a spiritual cure will affect it and make it leave. Do not talk to it, get angry, make deals, make offerings, or it will stay as you contracted it will it, with it. See, sage and salt doesn't work. Have I not? Yeah, see, there's somebody. Here's someone. Do y'all remember that? Have that video of a Hispanic mother holding a seance with her two kids? Demon knocks. Unexplained apartment activity 9 days ago. What's this one? What's a longie? Kind of interesting these experiences people are having, and I give them kudos for posting this on Reddit. It's awesome that they're doing this. Orb shot across the forest, possible poltergeist 10 days ago. It's not too bad. Poltergeist, first time posting here in this sub, hoping someone may be able to provide some help or answers. My girlfriend and I recently bought a house together around the middle of December. A double-wide trailer, if that makes a difference. That's a house. It's a trailer or a house? I guess it is. Things had been normal up until a few weeks ago when things started getting weird. Just before we moved in together, her boss, a small local business owner, passed away, leaving behind a couple of cats who were taken in by one of the girlfriend's coworkers she is friends with. Well, the friend couldn't take care of them anymore because of having other pets. Their extra two cats were just too much to handle, and she wanted them to go to a good home rather than go to a shelter. So we offered to take them for a few weeks. Going on 3 weeks ago now, we got the first cat then and just got the other in a couple nights ago because the second one likes to hide, and my girlfriend had a hell of a time trying to find it until a few days ago, but I digress. They didn't have to add that in the story. Since we got the first cat, things started getting weird. Cabinet doors would open by themselves, which sounds normal for a cat in a new home just exploring the place, right? Well, how about someone getting into rooms with the doors that are shut and no other way in? We have also had cat towers, which are very bottom heavy, too heavy for a cat to knock over, fall over on their own. I have one myself, you guys, and they are very heavy. We would hear it crash in the middle of the night while the cat is at the foot of our bed. Curtain rods have been falling off the brackets by themselves. Blinds have been opening by themselves. Doors we know are shut at one time are wide open when we turn around again a second or two later. And more recently, a glass vase with flowers just fell off the mantle by itself and tonight shattered all over the place. And a heavy TV stand tipped itself over by itself in the same room. My girlfriend texted me pictures while I was at work. She's freaked out. I also have my dresser, again, too heavy for a cat to knock over, tip over on its own by itself. The one cat, the first one we took in, hides under our bed most of the day, so he's nowhere to be found when things happen. And the other one either hides in our closet or under or behind our couch as well. The only time they've ever come out is at night, sleeping with us on our bed, or around 5 in the morning when they're hungry and want to be fed. Does anyone have any ideas at what the hell is going on? Because we're getting really freaked out at this point. Security cameras suggestion again. This is interesting. It may be previous owners attached to the cats, because you said the boss passed away and it was their cats. I don't know about that. I don't know. I've never heard of that. Well, I've never heard of that. That a cat, if their owner takes, I've never heard of that before, ever, where your friend passes when they have cats, you take their cats, and their cats have their owner's energy. I guess that makes sense, but from what they're experiencing, I don't know. I think, you guys, if you want to email me, but I think I'm going to stay with the read it for now. I'm really, really impressed with these stories. They're, like I said, they're very mature. They're written very well. Although the narrator, me, stumbles a lot. I apologize. You guys should know that by now. My major was not English. Can you tell? Anyways, I think I'm going to hang out with the reader for a little bit. I'm going to give that a try. Because it's not like the thought catalog and those, they're old stories. They don't update necessarily, right? This looks like it's updated whenever, and I don't think I have to log in. I can, but I haven't. I'm just reading right from their page. So yeah, I think I'm going to go down this path for a while, and I don't think it's something we'll ever get bored with, because as I'm reading these stories, I am going to, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to, not debunk, just think about it, you know, well, what would you do if you're in that situation, or what do you think of this? It's almost like a discussion. There we go. Excuse me, Duncan. I'm going to discuss what I'm reading, because I like to do that. To me, that is a paranormal investigator. You investigate, but you also kind of discuss what is happening and what could be the possibilities. And I love the answers people are doing. Granted, there's some idiots in there, but the majority of them are saying legit stuff, like, as everyone does now, get a Wi-Fi camera, videotape it, see what you can find on camera, you know, and maybe, but then again, you got these people who don't want the camera because they're afraid of what they're going to find, right? And what they're going to see. Totally makes sense. That's the only thing. When people do EVPs in their homes, which I forgot to listen to it again, damn it. Segue, squirrel. When people do EVPs at their house and they get a lot of EVPs, like my friend Linda, I was watching her on TikTok. She's so sweet. God, I like her. She had a friend who was doing live EVPs, and she's getting A quality EVPs where you can hear what they're saying, they're responding to you, and it kind of started to freak her out a lot. And then Linda goes, "Do you really want to be a paranormal investigator?" And she's like, "I don't think so." So it's like, okay, then don't be doing that. Because if you do investigations at your home, like she was, you have to be kind of prepared for what you may get, right? You may get a response like I do on my instruments. You got to be prepared for that. But you also have to say, ending this here, is when you're done investigating, you could tell your spirits, okay, you can go back in the basement, or go back to the other part of the house, or you could stay here, it's a safe place, And you can always just say, only the good spirits, no mischievousness, you know, things like that. So anyways, I thought this podcast was pretty good. I really did like those stories, and I like being able to read people's responses and what they recommend. If they're corny, I'm not obviously going to say it. So, I am off Friday, as I've mentioned like thousands of times, so yahoo, short week, you guys. It's so exciting. But I should be able to do a podcast next Saturday. I'm not doing anything for Easter. That's all right. No biggie. Again, PATTYINWI @gmail.com. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. And I think that's it. I can't think of anything else other than I'm going to go watch the Goonies now. So you guys have a great Sunday. And I will talk to you guys all later. And this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.